Broadcasting live here at the Children's Museum. That was David and Jenny, two of a kind, and I think we're ready. We have got an amazing group here today. We've got a lot of people here at the studio. It's terrific. And if anybody who is outside listening, you can come around the door if you want to get closer and in the same midst of the bluegrass. No reason it needs to waft through the impermeable window. You can just come on in and see. And what we'll do is I'll just turn it over and then we'll chat for a little bit. But please welcome the Panther Hollow String Band.
Thank you. Start with Ida Red. Here we go.
Clap. Let's give them a little bit of applause here. We've got a lot of people in our studio here, and what a great song that was to start with. I'm going to turn to you, Chad. What did you play there?
It was a kind of a medley. It was an old fiddle tune called Ida Red and a banjo tune called Shout Little Luli.
And Chad is playing a homemade banjo, which I got a kick out of seeing. Made from a kit.
Yeah, exactly.
But it still counts.
Yep.
Chad, tell me a little bit about the band.
Sure, yeah. Panther Hollow String Band. None of us live in Panther Hollow, but it's sort of a nod to the Appalachian roots of Pittsburgh and sort of the hollow that you often find in string band names. And we're kind of a sign of the times. A lot of us met via Craigslist. we're kind of new. We've been, playing together about 4 months or something like that.
Used banjo player looking for, you know, will trade for, like, did you guys trade things for each other? Actually, that's great that you were able to do it. So Chad is playing banjo, and then Gene is right next to you playing fiddle. Gene Gelblum, is it?
Yes.
And then also we've got David or Dave Glasser on a guitar right there, and your daughter's here too. What's your daughter's?
My daughter Hannah was not able to make it.
Oh, she wasn't able to make it. Who's got a daughter?
My daughter's here.
Your daughter's here. Hello. What do you think of your dad? Sound okay?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Matisse.
It's nice to meet you. And also here we have Dan, is it Mudre?
Correct.
Who's playing bass.
Right.
And finally, not quite finally, we have Dan Sims on mandolin, and welcome.
Good morning.
And then Rebecca Sass is here, who you haven't heard yet, but she plays feet, and you'll get a chance to understand what all of that's about in a little bit. We've linked to the band's Facebook page. You can get through there through slbradio.org, and there's a link right there. And Chad, what would you like to do next, do you think?
I think we're going to do, we want to put Rebecca to work, and we'll do tune called Forked Deer.
Forked Deer. These guys are playing some great traditional old-time tunes. Once again, at the Saturday Light Brigade Live, the Panther Hollow String Band. Great. And let's hear it again for them, huh? The Panther Hollow String Band. And hey, Lydia, your mom is a pretty good dancer, and don't you think? Pretty good? And can you tell me, I know your dad is here, Roland, and you've got some siblings here. A brother, you have anybody else here? Can you tell me who else is here, what their names are, please? Who else is here?
Brother and sister.
Your brother and what's your brother's name?
Alex,
and what's your sister's name?
Hannah.
Well, Alex and Hannah, are they here somewhere around? They're around somewhere. Oh, they're outside listening. And who else? Oh, of course, Millie is here. There she is. Millie is here. And long time Saturday Light Brigade listeners will remember the family clarinet band of Richard and Millie and Rebecca, who I was telling some folks in our office, I said, recognize, I know they at least played in 1988, and they looked at me and said, that was 23 years ago. And I said, yeah. And so, you know, that's not too long ago. And they said, that's like we were five then. We were six. But it goes back a long way. It's so good to see Rebecca, and she's with the Coal Country Cloggers, in addition to adding some nice percussive sounds to the Panther Hollow String Band. And you can learn clogging via the Coal Country Cloggers at coalcountry.org, and you can also learn more about ensemble performances. There's Alex, coalcountry.org. Chad, you guys sound great. Are you playing out much?
We just started to play out. We played the Sunday Hayride at Howlers last weekend. I think we're going to play the Public Market at the end of March. But, yeah, we're just starting to kind of get up, so we're thrilled to be here.
Now, who have you guys been into bluegrass for a long time in the Pittsburgh area, bluegrass and old-timey music, some of you?
I have, Larry. I've been around the bluegrass.
Okay, so does the Elizabeth Moose mean anything to you?
Yeah, I never, back in those days, I never made it out to Elizabeth Moose. But I was living in Beaver County at the time, but I remember well when they used to do the shows there.
Well, Marty McNeil, the husband or the wife of the late Rod McNeil, the two of them ran all of the wonderful bluegrass shows at the Elizabeth Moose. Marty is listening in Elizabeth, Pennsylvania. And Ricky says you have the Marty McNeil seal of approval
this morning.
She just called in to say how good you sound.
Thank you.
Marty, it's so good. You know how much we love you. It's good to know you're tuned in and listening. And so many great nights of bluegrass. So I wanted to pass that along to you guys.
Thank you. That's nice.
What would you like to do next?
I think we'll do, it's another sort of traditional tune called Angelina Baker.
Oh, you guys are really picking some good songs. Just to let you know, you are listening live. This is all happening right inside of your radio. And thank you for tuning in to the Saturday Light Brigade. And you may know this song. It may surprise you because this is another great old-timey chestnut. Once again, the Panther Hollow String Band. Again, the Panther Hollow String Band here in the studio. These guys are authentic. Don't think I didn't see the leg rise there to bring the song to an end. I like these guys a lot. It's I can't believe you've been playing together for a relatively short period of time. Did any of you, some of you must have known each other before the Craigslist?
I knew Gene for a couple of years.
Okay.
We've been going to bluegrass jams and festivals together.
Well, what a great thing. It really shows how music brings people together.
Yeah.
I hope you guys get to play out more and more. You've brought so many. Is there anybody in here we should... Who's this guy? Are you part of the group, or did you...
I'm Gene's son.
Gene's son, okay. There's
Colin.
Well, nice to have you here, and there's... You guys have quite an entourage.
My wife and baby are sitting out there, too.
Oh, there she is.
Diana and Georgina.
Excellent. Well, I just want to note that you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for tuning in today, wherever you are. We have live music every week at this time. And today it's the Panther Hollow String Band with Rebecca. Is Rebecca always with you or occasionally
with
you?
A mutual friend connected us, and so she's danced with us once before. We invited her, and anytime she wants to dance with us, we've extended the invitation.
Well, who is this connector?
It was a friend of Dave.
Heidi Munn, yeah. and she's a bluegrass fan and an old-time fan, and she had taken lessons from Rebecca.
Ah. I just figure we have to give credit where credit is due.
Rebecca teaches lessons, and so I think...
Yeah, we were mentioning that before, and if you haven't, you know, clogging, first of all, there's different styles of clogging, so many different styles of clogging, depending on what region you happen to be in, and seeing the Coal Country Cloggers is a real treat, and some of you know that Ricky and I went to the Dolores Hagee School of Clogging. If one of your knees is bent, all of your knees are bent.
Great.
You know, we understand.
Yes, I use those lines.
Yes. And Ricky managed, it stuck with Ricky. It didn't stick too much with me. Chad Hunter, what do you want to do next?
I think we're going to get Rebecca dancing again. We're going to do a medley, Mississippi Sawyer, and another classic tune, Soldier's Joy.
Hear it for Rebecca on that number. Yeah. Rebecca, if your breath, that's the Panther Hollow String Band, if you've caught your breath and if you could step up to Chad's microphone there for a second, I don't know that we're giving you enough credit here. I watched, let me feel you. Oh, your pulse is going here.
Yeah, that's good. Rebecca. I didn't have time for a run today, so.
I actually watched Rebecca at one point, sort of, our eyes caught each other, and I kind of think you were saying, oh gosh, they're gonna do it another 16 bars.
No, I love it. It's great. It's a lot of fun.
Tell me a bit about how you learned this art and sort of where it's come in. Get a little closer.
I started clogging by taking classes from Dolores Hagee with the Cold Country Cloggers. I think I took my first class in something like 1996, and then I started dancing with the group in about 98, and I've been dancing with them ever since with a few breaks from being in Pittsburgh, but now I'm back again, and we're dancing together, sort of.
You're really...
not super active anymore as a group, but we do get together and do some shows still.
You're really good. And, you know, Rebecca's wearing... the shoes, I'm trying to think, are... pretty much, you know,
the shoes I'm wearing, yeah. I mean, you can pretty much wear anything that's relatively flat. Some cloggers dance with taps. The Cold Country Cloggers don't dance with taps.
Yes, they do not, but some do.
My shoes particularly are basic character shoes is what they're called. Character shoes you can buy at any kind of dance shoe supply store, and then I get them resold with hard plastic called Neolite or Microlite, and that gives them a little bit more...
I never knew that. And then, Rebecca, we've brought in specially engineered wood laminate here.
Yeah, called plywood.
Plywood, yes. And it's very special. It has green tape.
But it's some water damage.
It's about a yard by maybe, 6 feet by a yard, and it creates a performance surface.
I mean, I could have clogged on the carpet in the studio. You just wouldn't have heard me.
We were going to put you up here. We thought it might be fun to put you up on this pedestal. You know, we'd love to put you on a pedestal.
Yeah, I could have danced up here on this. This is pretty high, though.
Yeah.
I could have really broken a leg.
Well, clog. Yeah. You sound great. Now, do your kids like to dance, too? Getting up.
In fact, last week they danced with me. It was the final class of a 6-week session of classes, and we had a little recital at the end, and my kids were there, and they danced with us the last time through our little routine that we had learned. So they like to dance.
Oh, that's great. What else are you up to these days? I know your husband's here. I'm so glad you're back in Pittsburgh as of about 18 months ago.
Right. We are back in Pittsburgh. And
you were in Japan for a while.
We were in Japan for 5 years.
Yeah.
And my 2-year-old is waving from me,
hi.
From outside the window.
And I can tell Millie likes being in the grandma business.
Yeah, she's happy to have us in Pittsburgh. Yeah, so I do some other kinds of dancing. Mostly, I get to the contra dances on Friday nights.
Excellent.
In Swiss Elm Park.
Yeah, we had Amaryllis here a couple weeks ago, and they were terrific.
Last night at the contra dance.
Yeah, they sounded just great. Well, have we gotten you back down to 90 beats per minute?
Yeah, I think I caught my breath.
She may still sit out the next one. We'll see.
I think we're
going to
slow down.
The Panther Hollow String Band here performing live. Probably have time for at least three more, depending on length. And we've linked to their Facebook site. I don't think you have any immediately scheduled gig.
I think March 26th is we're playing the Pittsburgh Public Market.
Oh, nice. That'll be a great opportunity for you guys.
11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay, which is in the Strip, the new Pittsburgh Public Market. It's a great place to hang out. So.
Exactly. And we're trying to convince Rebecca to show up, too, so we'll see.
I think she should.
I'm planning on being there.
Great.
You know. With 3 kids, the likelihood of Saturday.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're in the Strip District, if you can always get some soul. They have lots of... Go over to Woolies and get some soul, and your shoes will be a... Never mind. Okay, once again, here is the Panther Hollow String
Band.
Thanks.
Yeah, this is a tune called Blue Goose. I'm ripping it off from a friend, Brett Ratliff. I think it was originally a Rufus Crisp tune. But it's kind of a new one. We'll give it a shot.
Yep.
I thought it was a name.
Those banjos are kind of funny.
I thought I'm a name. Yeah, here we go. Okay. Sorry about that. Here we go. Wait in the middle.
till the bluegoose comes. Wait in the metal till the bluegoose comes. Wait in the metal till the bluegoose comes. And shoot him with a rifle.
Panther Hollow String Band, and Chad and Gene sounded good there. A little brother harmony as they sang together. You both have fine voices.
And, thank you.
That's a number that serves you well.
Thanks.
If you're just tuning in, the Panther Hollow String Band is comprised of Dave Glasser on guitar, Chad Hunter, who you just heard me compliment on banjo, along with Gene Gelblum on fiddle and harmonies. Also Dan Mudry on bass, Dan Sims on mandolin, and the occasional feat of Rebecca Sass clogging along on the acoustic plywood. We're glad you're here. And what's next, do you think?
Well, it's up to Rebecca. We're gonna throw in a quick version of Cluck Old Hen here.
Oh,
dance again.
Okay.
Come on, okay. Keep me off the dance floor.
All right.
Keep you off. Oh, you're gonna. Okay, Rebecca's gonna get out. And then we probably have time for one more after
great.
This. But Cluck Old Hen's another. Gosh, Ricky and I just heard Cluck Old Hen in a movie or something, and we got a kick out of it because we didn't know whether anybody else knew it was Cluck Old Hen.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Classic.
Remember, we were watching some older film, and it showed up in the back, and it was kind of neat.
Nice. All right, here we go, Cluck Old Hen. Thank you.
What a Rebecca and the Panther Hollow String Band. Good name too. I like them. PH, what is it? PHSB. You could get some nice shirts. PHSB, Panther Hollow String Band. To learn more about them, you can go to their Facebook site. And you know, if you just search on Panther Hollow String Band, it'll find its way to you. And it's really nice. There aren't a lot of old-time string band music groups, I think, playing regularly in the area. There's a few.
I think there's a couple, yeah.
I mean, we've got a lot of traditional bluegrass and, you know, some contemporary bluegrass groups. You guys are really focusing on, you know, Appalachian old time, which is nice.
Yeah, just to sort of counteract that point, I think we're going to probably end off on a bluegrass tune.
Well, that's fine. That works. What do you think it's going to be?
A tune called How Mountain Girls Can Love.
Oh, good. So another. These guys have picked all great old songs from the bluegrass and old time repertoire. I want to thank you guys all very much for being here. Did anybody want to say anything that they didn't get a chance to say? I always like to check that with people of all sizes.
As Chad mentioned, we don't have a lot of gigs lined up, and the good news is that we're available for a lot of gigs. Our calendar is pretty open, so anybody that does summertime festivals, they don't have to be music festivals per se, but just community days, those sorts of things.
Well, good.
We'd like to play those, and we're available, and look us up on the web.
We get a lot of venue, and you'll get a lot of bang for your investment here, because you get a lot of musicians and a lot of great music, too. Well, thank you so much for being here, and we'll close out with How Mountain Girls Can Love.
Okay. You ready?
Great hand for the Panther Hollow String Band. And don't forget, you can learn more about them at their Facebook page. Just Google or go to Facebook and look up Panther Hollow String Band. And the Coal Country Cloggers taught Rebecca Sass how to clog. And they did a pretty good job. You can get involved. Probably Rebecca's mom and dad had a little bit of something to do with that, too. But you can learn more about the Coal Country Cloggers at coalcountry.org, lessons and performances. Thanks. In addition to Panther Hollow String Band, thank you to Madison Custer, Maddie Custer, and Z Adisa, grades 7 and 6, respectively, from Creative and Performing Arts Kappa Pittsburgh Public Schools, for being here with us along with Marilyn Egan as they shared poetry and prose in reaction to experiencing Pittsburgh Opera's production of Rinaldo. Thanks to the cast of Gemini Theater's Charlotte's Web, opening today and running through March 20th weekends. We appreciate them being here along with us. Also, thank you to the Associated Artists of Butler County's president, Paul Scanlon, for previewing the upcoming Make It Green Festival. Robert Gray, a great mix. Jeff Barron produces and schedules guests for our program and does a great job on our staff. The vacationing Liz Adams returns soon. Justin Keckley, our technical directors, had a busy week. And thanks to Ricky Berger for all of her phone answering and general keeping me in line kinds of duties. And thank you to you. If you called today, emailed, texted, sent us a Facebook message, did something by mental telepathy, we tried our best to acknowledge you by name. If we missed your name or your request, we apologize. It's been a busy morning. If it's your style to listen without calling or writing or doing any of those other things, insert your name right here. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade. Questions, comments, we hope you'll write. Our address is slb@slbradio.org. Share birthdays with us to announce on the air. Let us know if you would like to perform on the air. And just say hello if you would like to. That's slb@slbradio.org.